This is the best bits of Chris and Brownie on Star.
Here's the thing. You always find that the diet always magically appears as soon as there's a wedding or there's a function.
Correct,
or
yeah.
I have to go and appear somewhere.
If you need to look good for something coming up in a couple of days and you want to lose the weight really quickly, that's where people tend to change their eating habits just
Bad
in
idea.
Case.
Bad idea.
Because you know what happens after that week and all that special event? Put it straight back on.
That's me inflating.
Is that blowing up? Is that how you blow up a balloon?
Yes.
Is it more like...
I won't say what that sounds like. The thing that we should promote and that you should take away from this is that diets, and maybe not the thing that you should be looking at, it's a healthy lifestyle change.
Correct, that's right. Yeah, it's not something you want to do, you know, for a short amount of time. It's something you should change for the rest of your life.
Yes.
If you wanted these changes to happen, then, you know, start looking at ways to do it today. But speak to your doctor as well.
Because
we're not
experts.
We're just there to help you out and
in
point
any
you in
field.
The right direction.
And remember, if you just go for the diet, you could be all the time.
We need a sound effect for stuff, you know, getting larger.
I should try that with my mouth next time. 7:21. Chris and Brownie. Well, apparently the voting started, but everyone split. From what the reports are saying, they split down the middle. So until they can resolve it, it's not happening. So you get the black smoke, I think, first of all, over the Vatican reveals that the voting's taking place. When you see the white smoke...
That's when they've made that decision.
Yeah.
So at this point in time, nothing's been made as of yet.
Nothing as yet. Who knows? Who knows who our next pope could
be? If you found yourself in that situation... If you found yourself next to some other guy and he's like, he could be the next pope, but you really, really, really want it, what would you do to persuade the other popes or the other guys who are voting for you?
A few extra prayers wouldn't go
there
astray.
There you go.
Hey?
Like, no matter where you are.
Sorry. Talk to the big guy upstairs.
Well,
that's what
go.
I'm talking about.
I think
about.
That might be the best idea.
Yeah.
If not, I'll just get down and dirty. Yeah! I want to be the pope! Because how many crazy popes do you know have done something like that?
That's what the world needs.
Exactly.
Where's that crazy pope?
Because the other guy retired because he was getting too old. This would just show I'm young and ready to go.
Yep, we need a pope who'd fit perfectly in Piranha 3DD. That's what we need. What would you use your clone for? Would your clone be doing the shopping or...
The thing I was thinking about is because I like messing with people. I like having a bit of fun. So essentially I'd have me being like the really thin version of Brownie and then I'd have this big fat clone of Brownie. And what I'd do is I'd go to work one day. Well, the clone will go to work one day and he'd be the big fat Brownie and the next day I'd come along and be like the skinny Brownie. Mm. Like, what happened to you overnight? Oh, I just, you know, worked out, you know.
Wow.
Worked really hard.
To do a before and after, like your very own 90-day challenge.
Yeah, exactly, but do it in 24 hours.
Yeah, well done.
See, wouldn't that be great?
I would use mine simply for grooming purposes. I need someone to shave my back and because I... I can't always reach
where it is. And because it's your clone, it knows exactly where to go.
Yeah.
It's a scary thought.
Look at you.
Is.
I've never seen you so shocked.
I'm trying not to imagine it. Like, I'm putting up a brick wall in my brain right now, and it's just cracking through, and all I'm seeing is Chris shaving Chris's back.
Yeah, yeah. And then we swap. Because you know the old saying? You shave my back, I'll shave yours. The other prison story I read over the weekend was quite simply that prison inmates in Australia are being used as call centre operators.
To keep jobs in Australia.
And
I think they're getting paid, what, $2 an hour?
$2 an hour, that's correct.
Which is good that, you know, the jobs stay in Australia.
I think it's a fantastic idea because as a telco operator, finally those complaints are going to start drying up because it's... hello, I'd just like to complain about my last bill.
Would you now? or how about I send a couple of my mates around and we fix
you
it
know
up
what?
Quick smart?
That could solve a few of those issues because I've got a mate who works in telemarketing and, you know, deals with people's issues and stuff like that over the phone and whatnot, and he gets abused every day over the littlest things.
Seems here, Mrs. Smith, we've got your address. Don't worry.
105.9's Chris and Brownie. Weekdays from 6 on Star.